Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
What's good, Miami? Stephen Sports Blog here. I'm MSL Radio here with you today. And we're going to get right into it. NBA playoffs. It's everything. There are four matchups in the NBA right now. You have the Clippers and the Grizzlies. Not the Clippers. The Warriors and the Grizzlies. You have the Cavs, Bulls, Rockets, Clippers. And I don't remember the other Eastern Conference one, but anyway. Each series in the playoffs is tied at one apiece. That's crazy. It's been a while since that's happened, and tonight we have two games on tap. We have the Bulls and we have the Cavs. Now, when the Bulls beat the Cavs in Cleveland on Game One, yeah, I was pretty surprised. I had no idea I didn't expect that to happen, mainly because, the Cavs never lose at home. Kind of like the Warriors never lose at home. The Warriors also lost their home to the Grizzlies. They go back to Memphis for Game 3, but stick to the Bulls Cavs. Series tied 1 after LeBron put his headband back on. And when asked why he did that, he said, "I didn't want to look like other players anymore." So that's pretty dumb. Like a pretty dumb response, but hey, whatever helps him win, right? He scored 33 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists last night. And I think the final score was 103-91 or something. Anyway, the Cavs stole game 2 from the Bulls. Series tied 1. Tonight, they play in Chicago. I feel like it's going to be the same way it was in Cleveland. Each team gets a win. In Chicago, games 3 and 4 will be in Chicago. I see both teams getting a win. I just see the Cavs closing out, though. In at least 6, maybe 7. Wait, this is going on. The other matchup tonight was Clippers and Rockets. Now, I'm still mad that the Clippers knocked off the defending champion Spurs because they had the Spurs in the playoffs. I had the Spurs in the playoffs. Hope moving on from the first round, but they didn't. Obviously, didn't do that because, the Clippers are a better team, and they make better shots. So you have the Clippers and Rockets that get game 3, right? Game 3 is tonight, 10:30, in Los Angeles. I actually found out the other matchup is. On the other side of the Eastern Conference is Game 3 is the Wizards and the Hawks. Wizards are a great team. I didn't expect them to even... I did not expect them to beat the Toronto Raptors at all. And I most certainly don't expect them to sweep the Toronto Raptors in 4 games. So am I surprised that the Wizards are still playing? Yeah, I'm more surprised. But they won Atlanta in Game 1 against the Atlanta Hawks. Luckily, they didn't take Game 2 to keep their win streak going. The Hawks ended that in Game 2, tied the series at 1. But tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, Game 3 is in Washington. So the Hawks better up the ante now because they're not home anymore. They don't have their crowd on their side. And then we also have tomorrow night, Grizzlies and Warriors, Game 3 in Memphis, like I mentioned earlier. And the Clippers handed the Grizzlies, Warriors, their first home loss in over 3 months. Before last night, the Warriors had lost at home since January 27th. And that was against the Bulls, so that's pretty understandable. But then there's the Grizzlies, who they're not the Bulls, obviously. They're nothing like the Bulls. Not a better team than the Bulls. So definitely a shock to me that they were actually able to pull out a win in Golden State. And now they go back home to Memphis to host the Warriors. And I don't want to say the Warriors in trouble, but they might as well be in trouble. But their stats, the Warriors stats do say that they have power with the Memphis Grizzlies. You have Steph Curry averaging 23.8 a game for the Bulls to lead the Warriors. And then for the Grizzlies, the leader is Marc Gasol, only 17.4 a game. So, it's a little uneven there, But again, I always give it to the home team. I do see the Grizzlies beating the Warriors at least tonight or tomorrow night, whatever the case may be. But then I see them win game four. I see the Warriors win game four. Memphis keeps the series alive. And hey, let's have a 6-game series. Why not, right? But I do see the Warriors going with that one. As far as the Hawks go, Hawks Wizards. I want the Hawks to win because come on, they're number one seed. I mean, I guess they deserve it because they were the best in the Eastern Conference, not the West. But it is with that. As long as the Warriors don't move on, because they weren't even supposed to move on past the Raptors, which is bull. But it is what it is. What happened, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically for that. Bulls, Cavs, like I said, they want the Cavs to win 6 games. And Rockets, I definitely want the Rockets to knock off the Los Angeles Clippers. And being, what is this, title one right now? 6 games, just like they did to them. Well, they knocked off the Mavs in 5 games. Should have been asleep, but I want to see this game. I want to see the Sixers go to 6 because the Clippers are better than the Mavs. And that's obvious because they have better players and healthier players at that. Moving from the NBA, We're going to switch backwards, actually. I'm going to talk about last weekend now. Everyone paid $99 to watch this amazing fight between Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, but it wound up not being an amazing fight. So, to those that lost their money, hey, it's your fault. That's what you get for spending money on stupid things like that. I'm glad I didn't. But there's more news behind the fight besides, by the way, Floyd Mayweather did beat Manny Pacquiao in the fight. But there was more stories behind that after the fight. Manny Pacquiao played with the shoulder injury, so that definitely had an effect on how he fought against Mayweather. Just because I've never injured my shoulder, and I know from baseball references, when you throw a pitch, you have a shoulder injury. That's never good because it can injure your shoulder more. So the fact that he's, like, swinging his arms the way, sort of kind of like the way a pitcher does, to swing punches at Floyd Mayweather is not good. What makes it worse for him is he's being sued because he apparently did not tell anybody about the shoulder injury before the fight. I think that's pretty dumb as well. Why would they sue him? Because he didn't say anything about this? Like, who cares? Like, really? It doesn't matter. Pacquiao did say that it did have an effect on how he fought, but I don't think it did. I just think, obviously, he went up against a better fighter, and that's why he lost to Mayweather. But I don't know. He's going to talk about that. But and if people are going to hate on Mayweather, I don't like Mayweather either. Not because of his jail sentence, going to jail for 2 months, whatever he'll have him there. I just don't like Mayweather. I don't know. It's just I favor Pacquiao over Mayweather because I think Pacquiao's... I want to watch the commercial before a fight when the two stood in front of the Las Vegas Grand, wherever they fought. You saw Mayweather's face. His face was just so plain. And Pacquiao, he looked so mad. Like, he was so prepared to fight this match, and he wound up being a loss for him. Disappointing as far as Pacquiao goes. But Pacquiao's not the only one being sued here, ladies and gentlemen. Floyd Mayweather has been sued $20 million by his ex-girlfriend because apparently he had said something about her to the reporters or something. So both players are on the short end of the money stick. Basically, they're losing all of their money that they made in this fight. So, you know, maybe they'll learn from now on to watch what they say before and after the fight. And, you know, I feel bad for those that pay for the fight because it's pretty crappy. From what I heard, I didn't watch it. I see a lot of things on Facebook, how, oh, I want my money back and all this other stuff. So it's your fault. You're the ones that, you know, paid this $100 for the fight for no reason, basically, if you ask me. What else do I got here? Hey, Lil Collins of the Louisiana State University, or LSU, all had to tackle. He was projected to go out the first or the second round. He went undrafted. And the reason behind his undraftingness, whatever you want to call it, well, he went to, he was taken from, he didn't go to Chicago, or he did go to Chicago and he went back to Louisiana because police wanted to question him about the murder of his ex-girlfriend. He is not a suspect, but that could definitely change if the police find some suspicions about him linked to the murder. Kind of like Aaron Hernandez was not a victim, not a, a suspect in his fight, but he still was found guilty. So Lyle Collins, despite being undrafted, he was signed. He was signed by the Dallas, to my Dallas Cowboys. And that was a great move by the Cowboys because they definitely need a better offensive line. I hear all the time the Cowboys have the best offensive line in the league, but putting in Collins in there, that makes him better. Just makes him better. Like, the end of, that just, man, that just gives Roman more time in the pocket, bigger rushing space for whatever running back we may start week one. I hope it's not McFadden. I hope it's not Joseph Randall. I hope we find somebody before the season starts. But if we don't, we're still going to have a good offensive line. So there's no problem there as far as the Cowboys go. No problem at all. I'm glad that we got to draft Collins. He did visit with Buffalo and Miami, but turns out Jerry Jones favored him more than Drex Ryan did and Joe Philbin. So he signed Lyle Collins. I'm not sure what the deal is worth and how long it is for, but yeah, Lyle Collins, undrafted, offensive tackle at LSU, signed by my Dallas Cowboys. Boom, I'm going to talk a little bit before I go to commercial. We are Miami Sports and Lifestyle, so of course we cover Marlins. And I actually was talking about one of our writers last night, and he was telling me how he was so pissed after the game against the Washington Nationals. He had to sleep. He had to take a nap to get rid of his anger. I found that hilarious. But you're probably asking yourself, because you probably don't, none of you watch Miami Marlins baseball unless you live in Miami, why was he so mad? I'll tell you why. Bryce Harper hit not one. Bryce Harper hit not two. Bryce Harper hit 3 home runs and 3 at-bats against the Miami Marlins. And I don't remember the score, but I know the Marlins lost. They've been slacking lately. They started 3-11, 3-12. And then they won 7 of 8. You know, 6 in a row, whatever the case may be with that. But now they're back down in the pooper. After getting, I think they got swept by the, they took one game. They took game 2. So they lost 2 of 3 to the Washington Nationals. And now they, tonight, they're playing the San Francisco, the defending World Series champions, San Francisco Giants, who are also slacking. So I'm going to be watching this game. I'm going to look forward to the game. I can't watch it here in Jersey, but I'm going to look forward to the game. I'm going to watch this game because I want to, if I see another play like what happened with Buster Posey getting kicked and broke his leg and everything. And besides, these two teams are having so much potential in their slack, I want to see which one slacks worse. We're going to get a commercial break. When we come back, we have an MVP in the NBA. You're listening to Steven Sportsblog here on MSL Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here only on MSL Radio Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only own Double G Radio. Start spreading the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
What's good, Miami? We are back here on Field Sports Blog on MSO Radio, and we're going to talk about the NBA once more. We have an MVP. He has been selected, and if you're an NBA fan, I'm pretty sure you're not surprised on who the NBA MVP actually is. His name is Steph, or what he likes to call himself, Wardell Curry. Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors, has been named the NBA Most Valuable Player. Now, I have a question. Do you think that's the right call? Let me know at Writing Fanatic 2, or you can let the show know at 305 Sports and Life. I'll give you my answer right now. No, I don't think Curry deserved the MVP award. I think someone else deserved it. No, it's not LeBron James, and I'll get to him in a second about you Miami Heat fans. I think James Harden deserves MVP. James Harden is probably the second best player to play this season besides Russell Westbrook, but the only reason I'm not giving it to Westbrook is because he's not in the playoffs, and that's another story. You can listen to that episode. The last time I was on, I talked about that. But James Harden heard on the MVP. Steph Curry, what did he do that was great? He shot three balls. So, it's not all about shooting the three. NBA fans and whoever the hell else voted for Steph Curry to be MVP, it's not all about the three. It's about what you do inside the paint, outside the paint. You know, when you're on the bench, not when you're doing on the bench. But if you want to be MVP, you got to do a hell of more than just shoot the three ball and make it every time you shoot the three ball. It's all about what you do besides that. Defensively, offensively, strategically, so on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's not about shooting three, and that's why Steph Curry, you do not deserve to be MVP of the National Basketball Association. But unfortunately, that's not my call. So, I guess I can say congratulations to him. He didn't deserve it, but he got it. I'll give it to him. He earned it. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, thought 10 minutes left. The New England Patriots. Now, I thought it was all over once the play game was being talked about. Once the talks ended, I thought, good, it's finally done. No more talking about it. Well, of course, I was wrong. Sources told ESPN that apparently Tom Brady knew about the balls, and he actually planned with two other guys on the Patriots organization staff that he planned to have the balls deflated for the AFC title game against the Indianapolis Colts. And you know what? It doesn't matter. If you watch the game, that had nothing to do with deflation of balls or whatever you want to call it. It had nothing to do with it. It didn't affect the Patriots the way they played, nothing like that, no. It's just despite the deflated balls, Tom Brady still messed up, and the Colts still suck. And the Patriots still dominated the Colts. They would have done that with or without deflated balls. So it's time to move on, get over it. You have a big fish to fry as far as the NFL goes. I'm tired of hearing about it. And that's all I have to say on the subject, because, like I said, I don't care. Also, I do have breaking news. This is reported by ESPN as well. John Wall, the Washington Wizards, he has fractures in his wrist and his hand. There's no timetable for his return. He's most likely not going to play tomorrow night when the Hawks travel to Atlanta, or such that they host Atlanta tomorrow night in Game 3. Yeah, you probably won't. The injury happened. I'm going to read right here off of ESPN.com. Wall crashed hard to the floor on the drive to the basket, 3-0-5 left in the second quarter of the Wizards' 104-98 victory at Atlanta in Game 1. So he injured himself on Sunday. And then in Game 2, they did not play at all because they called it a sprained wrist, in which he suffered swelling significant enough that he would not be able to control the ball. And no Wall? No problem? Yeah, there's a problem. Wall was averaging 17.4 points a game, 12.2 assists, and 4.6 rebounds for the Wizards during their playoff run, which they won 5 straight before the Game 2 loss to the Hawks. So there's definitely a factor there. If Wall doesn't come back, the Wizards are not going to do well. If this guy's averaging double-double, nobody else does that well. Nobody does as well as John Wall in the Washington Wizards. So hopefully for the Wizards' sake, he can come back. If not, maybe. Here goes the Wizards, like I wanted them there anyway. Definitely didn't want them there. But geez, there it is. For those Notre Dame fans, your days with Everett Colson, your quarterback, they're done. Everett Colson is transferring out of Notre Dame. He was no longer Fighting Irish. And he announced his last, but today, as he said. He said he graduated, allowing the transfer to play his final season in a new school without sitting a year. I guess Colson was supposed to sit out a year, and he didn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to do that if I was a quarterback. I wouldn't want to sit out a year. So there's nobody knows where he's going to go. He doesn't even know where he's going to go yet. But he's going to go somewhere else, and they're going to be Notre Dame. Sorry to say, Notre Dame fans, but Everett Colson is out in Notre Dame. Wow, the NFL draft just ended last weekend. We already have a 2016 mock draft. What is going on right now? And I'll read it for you guys, just so you guys know what Todd McShay says. What I'm reading right now, it's very absolutely ludicrous mock draft for 2016. He says the Washington Redskins will finish with the worst record in the league, 5-11. 5-11? Worst record? There's no way. There's definitely going to be teams that finish at least 3-13 or 4-12. So 5-11 being the worst record? Not happening. But I could agree with the Washington Redskins having first pick, because RG3 is not the RG3 that the Redskins drafted in 2012. That's number 2 overall pick. He's not the quarterback that he was before. Anyway, so RG3 is not quarterback. Who do they have for next season? He's definitely a good quarterback, good in the pocket. He can run outside the pocket. He can't find receivers. He can run the ball, not like Michael Vick runs the ball or no versatile running back like that, but he can definitely run the ball if he needs to. The Redskins made big news. Redskins made big news signing Brandon Scherff, drafting Brandon Scherff out of Iowa. That shocked me and shocked everybody else as far as that goes. So about 3 minutes left, let's do a little appetizing, and then I'm going to get out of here. Remember, tonight, check out the Andrew Powell Show, Andrew Powell, Darren Williamson, and Eric Robinson. That is from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time on MSO Radio. You can check me out tomorrow for the final episode of the week. See the Sports Blog, 3 o'clock, MSO Radio. You can also check out next week, where you guys check out the newest show, and you probably saw the hashtag on, at @ThrillSportsLife on Twitter, hashtag Debate Desk, with Roberto Reynolds, Pedro Armas, and another player. That is on, that'll be on Monday at 6 on MSO Radio. You can also have my own guest. I'll have a new host next week. Her name is Casey Wallet. Me and her will be on next Monday, starting next Monday at 3 p.m. MSO Radio. So I'm going to end the show now, because I know you probably hear a lot of background noise, as do I. But I want to thank you all for listening, and you'll hear me from again to me tomorrow.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.